It's the Coach Home, and it's John Gibbons driving this weekend. This is our look, obviously, outside of Liverpool, but within the Premier League. And we're starting with Fulham and Jack Collins from the Fulhamish podcast, who's, well, going to let us know what's been going on there. And it's been a lot, I'd say, Jack. It's been an eventful few weeks. Obviously, the big thing has been the managerial change. And what I would say, to be fair to the Fulham board, is often these things kind of drag on and you wonder whether there was a plan. They knew exactly who they wanted to bring in. They did it quickly, and he's now in post with a decent run, if you like, up to January, where they might be able to make some changes, but certainly in terms of having a decent amount of time of keeping Fulham in the Premier League.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's kind of two sides to this coin. It's a double-edged sword in many regards. I think from an emotional perspective and a sentimental perspective, a lot of people were quite upset in the way that the two things were done at once, in that it didn't give people time to grieve, I suppose, for Jukanovic, who I suppose is one of our most successful managers, you know, in the modern period, you know, turned the club around from relegation candidates in the Championship to promoted in within 2 years, played a wonderful style of football, imposed an identity upon the team. And I think that in some regards, it was quite sad the way it went. A lot of people thought it went behind his back to bring someone else in. On the other hand, from a footballing perspective and from a business perspective, you can't be mucking about. The last time that we changed managers, it took 6 weeks to bring someone in. We had an assistant manager in charge. It was chaos. And with Scott Parker as the only kind of recognised member of staff that stayed after Jukanovic left, I think it would have been a real kind of mess had that happened. So I suppose you've got to give credit to the management team, to Tony Khan and his dad, in order that they knew what they wanted. They made the decision after Huddersfield, I think, because how quickly it came after the Liverpool game. And after that game was done, even though there was an improved performance in that game, they stuck with their principles. They made their decision and they just stuck with it. And I think that in terms of bringing a new manager in, that was probably the only time that left. It was the last international break before March, all of those things where it makes sense to bring a manager in, give him some time with the squad. And if he needs to make changes in January now, as you said, he's able to do that. So, yeah, in that regard, I think that things probably worked out for the best.